As a young boy in 1959, my brother and I stood at this busy Des Moines intersection with hundreds of other Iowans. We waved as the communist leader's motorcade passed by, headed for the Roswell Garst farm. The media covered his every move.
Signs in Russian greeted Premier Khrushchev as his motor caravan drove through Iowa towns today on his way to several farms in the Coon Rapids area.
The media had staked the place out and was swarming all over the place, trampling down Garst's corn.
Peter Carlson remembers the visit in his new book, K Blows Top.
I cannot let you in the catalog.
And Garst was not happy about this, attacked the media, stabbed the photographers with corn stalks.
So, Steve, if you will just get a club and get over by the gate.
Khrushchev thought it was hilarious and laughed uproariously.
The first guy that gets in the cattle lot, we leave because the cattle will leave if you get in with us.
Garst had the wonderful ability to argue with Khrushchev. When you're a dictator, you don't get a chance to argue with people very often. So the two of them liked each other. They were two big personalities, and they were both corn freaks.
During an earlier trip to Russia, Garst had sold some of his hybrid corn to Khrushchev, who was desperate to improve food production in the Soviet Union. Garst invited him to his Iowa farm, and the return visit occurred 50 years ago. Pausing before TV cameras, the two men wondered if God might have something to do with Iowa's impressive corn crop. Khrushchev used a translator.
I must say that you're a very wise and intelligent people in this part of the country, but we must also admit that God has helped you quite a bit.
That's right. He's on our side.
On the nation. You mustn't think God is helping only you. He's helping us too.
Мы быстрее растем, чем вы. Well, you tell him we have a saying in the United States, the Lord helps those who help themselves.
From Coon Rapids, Khrushchev went to Ames.
We bid you a cordial welcome to Iowa State University.
First stop was a home economics class.
The program was to teach young women to cook and keep house, and Khrushchev was baffled by this. He said, we don't go to school for that. Our women learn that from their mothers. And he ended up advising the students that the important thing was to find a good husband. And they laughed and cheered at that.
And now, Chairman Khrushchev.
Some of the best photo ops occurred at the swine nutrition farm, where the premier was presented with a souvenir ceramic pig.
In our country, there's a proverb: when one does something unpleasant to another person, they say he gave him a pig.
They brought him into the pig pen, and the pig stood up. And he said, oh, even the pigs know that they should stand when the premier of the Soviet Union enters the room.
This is a fine American pig. It has, however, all the characteristics of a Soviet pig, too. These pigs, American pigs and Soviet pigs, can coexist. Why, then, cannot our nations coexist just as well?
It would be years before the Iron Curtain fell. The Soviet delegation left Iowa taking along new ideas for improving food production and leaving behind new prestige for Iowa's global leadership in agriculture. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.